Hello and good afternoon. This is Greek Music Express, brought to you by the Voice of Greece. Our imaginary train is driven by our sound engineer, Thanasis Vouteris, and by myself, Hercules Economou. This week is dedicated to the heroes who fought the fascist invaders in World War II, and today we'll be listening to rebetiko songs of the period of the German occupation. Welcome on board Greek Music Express. Our destination, Memories of the Occupation.
Ζηλεύουνε δε θέλουνε, ποιμένον να με δούνε. Πατήρι θέλουν να με δουν για να ευχαριστηθούνε.
Let's go.
While researching on the theme of today's Greek Music Express, rebetika songs during the German occupation of Greece, I came across the webpage of a fascinating research project titled Memories of the Occupation in Greece. Its purpose is to preserve the memory of contemporary witnesses of the German occupation of Greece under the Nazis, with a recording and uploading of their accounts on an online platform. So today, we'll be reading excerpts from the website Memories of the Occupation in Greece in order to accompany our rebetika songs with a scientific account of their historical background. These songs, created during the occupation period, are here performed by Michalis Yenitsaris, Sotiria Bellou and Yorgos Dalans.
Το μάθατε στον Πειραιά, επιδρόμη μεγάλη. Γκρεμίσανε τα σπίτια μας, όπως μια μεγάλη. Γκρεμίσανε τα σπίτια μας, όπως μια μεγάλη. Το μάθατε στον Πειραιά, και νύχτα ρίχνανε πόμπες στα αεροπλάνα και χάνει η μάνα το παιδί και το παιδί τη μάνα και χάνει η μάνα το παιδί και το παιδί τη μάνα. Μέρα και νύχτα ρίχνανε πόμπες στα σκορπούσανε το θάνατο και ρίχνανε αράδα και το λιμάνι γκρέμισαν και την Αγιά Τριάδα. Και το λιμάνι γκρέμισαν και την Αγιά Τριάδα. Σκορπούσανε το θάνατο και ρίχνανε. Πες πολλές ρίξανε μέσα στο τελωνίο και το Περαιά κάνανε σωστό νεκρό ταφείο. Και το Περαιά κάνανε σωστό νεκρό ταφείο. Πες πολλές ρίξανε μέσα στο τελωνίο.
The German occupation in Greece lasted from April 1941 to October 1944 and caused the death of thousands of people. In spite of the fact that the consequences of the occupation are firmly embedded in many Greeks' historical consciousness and life worlds, we notice a paradox. Although there is an enormous amount of bibliography concerning the Second World War in Europe, international researchers have noted that we still don't know much about the German occupation in Greece. The Balkans, and especially Greece, form a white or perhaps grey stain at the European map of occupation terror.
Mm-hmm.
μεγάλοι γίνανε μαύρα κόρητες όλοι κι άφησαν όλο το δουνιά με δίχως πορτοφόλι. Άφησαν όλο το δουνιά με δίχως πορτοφόλι. Ακόμα κι οι γυναίκες τους τη μαύρη κυνηγάνε σαν τε σουβάλια κουβαλούν κανέναν με ψηφάνε σαν τε σουβάλια κουβαλούν κανέναν με ψηφάνε. Και νύχτα τριγυρνούν στους δρόμους σαν κοράκια. Πελάτες ψάχνουν για να βρουν να γδάρουν με κορμάκια. Πελάτες ψάχνουν για να βρουν να γδάρουν με κορμάκια. Με τα σπίτια μας και τα υπάρχοντά μας για δυο ελιές και ένα ψωμί να φάνε τα παιδιά μας. Για δυο ελιές και ένα ψωμί να φάνε τα παιδιά μας.
When the German troops evacuated Greece in October 1944, the country was devastated. The Greek population had paid a very heavy price. During the winter of 1941-42, tens of thousands of people had succumbed to famine and malnutrition. Between 30,000 and 50,000 had lost their lives as a consequence of the partisan warfare, mainly civilians, killed in German reprisal actions. About 60,000 Greek Jews had been deported to the concentration camps and murdered, and at least 800 villages and towns laid in ruins.
Πενθοφόρη η Αγιά Σοφιά, παλιά και νέα κοκκινιά. Κλάψε κι εσύ τώρα δουλειά για σαν το
πως θέλω το καρδάρα μας. Στο ρέντι οι αλήτες, πως θέλω το καρδάρα μας. Στο ρέντι οι αλήτες. Σκοτώσανε, δεν ήτανε κατάρα. Γιατί ήταν στην αντίσταση το στέλιο το καρδάρα. Ήταν στην αντίσταση το στέλιο το καθαρά.
The material losses are not to be neglected. Most of Greece was subjected to the side effects of hyperinflation and the enormous damages to its infrastructures caused by the occupation policy of exploitation and the systematic destruction of the industrial facilities and the transport network. All railway bridges, as well as 80% of the rolling stock, was destroyed. 73% of the shipping tonnage was lost. About 200,000 houses were destroyed. One out of three Greeks, especially the children, suffered from epidemics like malaria, tuberculosis, and typhus. In some regions, the percentages rose up to 70%.
Thank you. για πες μου ποιος σε πλήγωσε και βάρια να στενάζεις. Για πες μου ποιος σε πλήγωσε και βάρια να στενάζεις.
The implementation of the so-called collective responsibility doctrine was a trait of the German occupation. Tens of thousands of civilians, including women and children, were killed by members of the German occupation forces in Greece in a series of deliberate reprisal actions that were nothing more than war crimes against innocent people, in direct violation of international laws. According to German calculations, about 30,000 Greeks were killed in action between June 1943 and September 1944. That means civilians murdered or shot on account of real or imagined partisan activities. According to a report submitted by the Greek government during the Nuremberg trials, approximately 91,000 Greeks were murdered or shot as hostages by the German occupation forces.
Με φάλανε την υπόγραψα.
εξόριστους φυτούς και πεινασμένους. Και πόνεσαι η καρδούλα μου για τους δυστυχισμένους. Και πόνεσαι η καρδούλα μου για τους δυστυχισμένους. Ανοίχατα τους έδινα τα λιράνια να φάνε. Να με θυμούνται αιώνια και να με συγχωρνάνε. Να με
This brutal retaliation policy swept at least 800 villages and towns that witnessed total destruction, mass killings, or both. Among many places, the following stand out as milestones of the Nazi terror in Greece: Kalavrita, Dystomo, Yanitsa, Vianos, Kodomari, Alikanos, Anoia, Hortiatis, Komeno, Klisura, Mesovuno, Kerdilia, Paramithia, and Ligiades. The most massive execution took place on December 13, 1943, in the town of Kalavrita. All men between 16 and 65 were shot, and the town was burned to the ground by troops of the 117th Jäger Division. A total of 700 men, including 22 women and children, lost their lives during the Operation Kalavrita, while 24 villages and 3 monasteries in the whole region were destroyed. The massacre in Kalavrita is one of a series of similar crimes committed by German troops, such as the Czech Lindice, the French Oradour-sur-Glan, and the Serbian cities of Kraljevo and Kragujevac.
Yeah.
Greece experienced widespread and long-term starvation during the occupation. The most serious adverse effect of the occupation of Greece was hunger. The scarcity of food had already appeared in the first days of the German invasion, and this was a disturbing fact for the whole population. Hunger had more victims than bombings, guerrilla warfare, and even reprisals, and is deeply engraved in the Greek collective memory. The most terrible period was the first winter of 1941-1942, where no less than 30,000 people died, the largest part of those being in urban areas. The famines in Greece and Holland were the most lethal in occupied Europe during the Second World War. It is estimated that the Greek famine killed close to 5% of the population. The people in urban centers suffered more than those who lived in the countryside. According to the records of the German army, the mortality rate in Athens reached 300 deaths per day during December 1941. Even immediately after the conquest of the country, the food crisis was out of control and thousands of people died as a consequence. Due to the propagandistic exploitation of the famine and the terrible losses, the Germans were accused of an attempted genocide. They allegedly implemented a strategic plan to starve the Greeks. Tens of thousands of people had to flee to other parts of the country, driven by the war and the confusion triggered from the conquest and partition of the country into zones of occupation. Since the majority had moved in search of a better life, this uncontrolled flow of people quickly led to a glaring imbalance between the flooded urban areas and the rural areas, where most families relatively easily maintained their standard of living. Of course, if the country would not have been occupied, the food supply would not have been affected so catastrophically.
το σε χωρίς φεγγάρι. Το σκοτάδι είναι βαθύ κι όμως ένα παλικάρι δεν μπορεί να κοιμηθεί.
Although people from all classes perished, we should not obscure the fact that the majority of victims came from the lower classes. The streets of Athens showed an appalling image. People collapsed in the street every day, and passers-by walked indifferently, while dying people were left lying on the road. The islands, where the mortality rate was higher than in the poorest neighborhoods of Piraeus, were among the areas that were also severely affected. The number of dead is beyond the reach of documented statistics and is thus very difficult to calculate.
Τρέξε μανούλα όσο μπορείς, τρέξε για να με σώσεις. Κι από το χαϊδάρι μάνα μου να μ' απελευθερώσεις. Κι από το χαϊδάρι μάνα μου να μ' απελευθερώσεις. Να μ' απελευθερώσεις. Γιατί με μελοθάνατο καταδικασμένος 17 χρονό παιδί στα σίδερα κλεισμένος 17 χρονό παιδί στα σίδερα κλεισμένος στα σίδερα κλεισμένος. Από την οδό του σε κερί με πάνε στο χαϊδάρι κι ώρα την ώρα καρτερό ο χαρός να με πάρει κι ώρα την ώρα καρτερό ο χαρός να με πάρει ο χαρός να με πάρει.
The deportation and annihilation of Greek Jews as part of the Nazi plan for the extermination of all the European Jews was carried out from early 1943 until the summer of 1944. In total, 58,886 Greek Jews out of a total population of 71,611 souls, pre-war population, were murdered in the death camps, a destruction rate that exceeds 85%, one of the highest percentages in Europe. Despite the fact that Holocaust took such a heavy toll on Greek Jewry, public awareness hardly connects the Shoah with Greece, while the facts were, until very recently, virtually non-existent in public commemoration. Greece couldn't reach the level of the Holocaust studies in Western Europe, as it had to prioritize other public history debates, such as resistance and collaboration.
Ένας λεβέντης κλάματα. Δεν θέλει μυρολόγια. Θέλει αγώνες και χαρές, αρματοσιές και βόλια. Θέλει αγώνες και χαρές, αρματοσιές και βόλια.
The Jewish presence in Greece had been, until the Holocaust, more diverse than in any other European country because of its different cultural backgrounds. By far, the largest community was the one of Thessaloniki. In 1941, the second largest Greek city was one of the major centers of Sephardic Jewry, with a population of 56,000 Jews, descendants of the expellees from Spain that had found shelter in the Ottoman Empire at the end of the 15th century. The city had 35 synagogues, 8 Jewish schools, 2 Jewish orphanages, and numerous libraries amounting to a property of 56 million marks. In 1943, as many as 45,000 Jews from Thessaloniki were deported to Auschwitz-Birkenau. After the war, only 1,950 Jews were counted in Thessaloniki. 96% had perished.
Σε ένα γλέντι φοβερό. Για μια κόρη ξενογιάστρα κι αν χάθη που θα άρπαξε η μοίρα μια βράδια στο χαλασμό. Oh,
With these dreadful statistics, I'm afraid that today's tribute to the rebetiko songs of the occupation period, performed by Michalis Yenitsaris, Sotiria Bellou, and Yorgos Dalaras, has come to an end. This tribute was accompanied by historical analysis and data borrowed from the webpage of the research project Memories of the Occupation in Greece. It is time to kiss you goodbye with one more rebetiko, dedicated to the leader of the resistance, Aris Veloutiotis. From our sound engineer, Thanasis Vouteris, and from myself, Hercules Economou, peace and love, and keep believing in the miracle of Greek music.
Ανταρτή τα αρματά ζώσε και το σπαθί σου και σύρε για τον πόλεμο κι ηλεύθερια μαζί σου και σύρε για τον πόλεμο μαζί σου. Σύρε και θέλω νικητή το αίμα σου να χύσεις για τη γλυκιά τη λευτεριά το αίμα σου να χύσεις. Αντάρτη μου,